Nothing in life is easy, and if it is easy, then is it really worth it in the end? With no satisfaction of a job well done at the end, would we really count it as a success? Well, the same thing actually occurs, you know, when it comes to dating women. The process is not really easy for several reasons, but once we get that first date under our belts, then the feeling of happiness and satisfaction truly is amazing. And women are definitely a little more complicated when it comes to communicating their feelings for a guy, especially if they don't believe that he will like her back. Instead, she prefers to admire from a distance, which is fine, but can also be very frustrating if the guy actually likes her and is wanting to see if she likes him too. So to help with this conundrum, we have pinpointed some things a younger woman would do if they are around an older guy that they find attractive, so that you guys can look for the signs and make the first move. Like and subscribe. The smile. It's very natural to smile at complete strangers as you walk past them. I think a lot of people, especially younger people, smile at strangers to let them know that we are friendly and we have manners. But for younger women, smiling is a sign for a few different things. The most important one being allowing them to subconsciously let men know that they are interested in them. Now, when a woman is around a man that she finds attractive, it's almost impossible for her not to smile from ear to ear. Almost like she is a puppet to the gods of love, and they have hand-painted that smile on her face that reads, "How sexy is he?" for everyone to see. When a younger woman cannot stop smiling and laughing when she is around you, it's a great sign that she feels a lot of happy hormones when she's with you. Basically, you make her feel safe and comfortable. She finds you attractive and she wants to be in your company a lot. Time. To follow on from the previous point, when a younger woman is in the company of an older guy that she finds attractive, she will go out of her way to try and spend as much time with him as she possibly can without coming across as too desperate. They chase the feelings of being happy and smiling all the time because when she's in his company, he allows her to feel happy hormones, you know, those things like dopamine, the happy hormone that we all want to be feeling daily. Now, spending time with him is the goal, but the process is not what's important. The process being the reason for spending time together, whether it be going on a date together or simply running to the store to just get some groceries. As long as it equals spending time in each other's company, she really doesn't care. She may ask you what your plans for the day are. This is so she can see if you are free or if you have time for her without having to ask you straight out if she can see you. And something as boring as running errands or sitting in each other's company whilst you work and she just scrolls through her phone may seem a little pointless to you and not counted as spending time together, but to her, the fact that she can fit into your schedule and be in your presence is just good enough for her. The questions. Women love to gossip. It's a very well-known fact. There are even many jokes about it. There are a lot of movies revolving around it too. Now, women love to get together and compare notes with each other in regards to guys. However, women also love to converse because they like to know information. A woman who finds a man good-looking will go out of her way to find out his interests and his hobbies, his likes and his dislikes, his ups and downs, because she wants to know all the information she can about him. It helps them build an emotional connection with people. So you will notice that when she starts to ask you more questions than usual, she is going through things in her head and determining if she knows you enough to actually have those deep feelings for you. You will notice too, she will go through a checklist and kind of check them off as she asks you questions. It can be things such as things I should know about him, number one, his favorite color, number two, his worst fear. If she doesn't know the answers to these, then that is when she will start to ask you for them. And each answer is stored in her mind like a fancy filing cabinet. The eye glance. Every woman develops the habit of using the eye glance system when they come across a guy they find attractive, but don't want to go up to him and initiate direct contact with him. Now, this will work regardless of what environment they are in. However, the shorter the distance between the two people, the easier it is for her to get her point across. For this example, we will say the two are in a bar, sitting on either side of the bar, having a drink with friends, let's say about 15 feet away. She will glance over her glass at the guy and hover around until she feels like he is looking at her. And as soon as he does, she will look away and blush and smile to herself. She knows she's caught his attention and the smile on her face has him thinking, what is she smiling about? Me? Now he's going to be interested too. So she waits a couple of minutes, glances over again, this time hoping to make brief eye contact just for a few seconds before looking away again. Now it's a game. She will smile to herself again and pretend to be listening to her friend's conversation. Another few minutes will pass and she will look over, making direct eye contact with him. And as soon as the two of them smile, she's got him right where she wants him and he will walk over and introduce himself. One, she knows you will sense her looking at her and look back at her, which gives her the opportunity to quickly look away as though she was never looking. And now you look like you are glancing at her. Two, she will wait until you look at her before quickly looking away. But that split second that you make eye contact before she does is the perfect indication for her that she's interested in you. Appearance. It's no surprise that women love to get glammed up whenever or however they want to paint the town red and have a good time whilst looking absolutely fabulous. So when a woman finds a guy that she's interested in, this will give her extra motivation to look even more beautiful to catch his attention. She will start to groom herself more, a new haircut here and there, a little bit of a blow dry and a style, maybe even a few new outfits added to her wardrobe. Some women will start to wear makeup when they usually would go out fresh-faced. Women are known to wear the colour red when they are interested in a guy too, because we know there is this kind of little voice in our heads that goes crazy when we all see the colour red. Like a bull sees a red cloth, men see the colour red and instantly think of lust and sexuality. So women know this and they will use this to their advantage. So, if you notice a woman is quickly fixing her hair or her shirt when she notices that you are coming over, this is a good sign. Or maybe she has started wearing makeup a lot more often. Maybe she's even started dressing just slightly different. Maybe she's exposing a little bit of skin or wearing slightly tighter fitted clothing, something that's completely different from before. Now, these are all great signs that she finds you good looking and she's trying to get your attention. So as we can see, women do a lot of maneuvers when they find an older guy attractive. They will focus about 15% on their looks, but mostly it is their gestures and personality that will alter when feelings are involved, which means it's a lot easier for older guys to notice these changes. Surely it's easier to notice the change in tone of their voice rather than the new highlights or length of her hair, right? The idea is to have a good understanding of how younger women's minds work, and the small details and the signs that will show when feelings are involved, so that you can pinpoint these changes and swoop in and ask her on a date. So, with all these tools and tricks up your sleeve, she will think that you are an incredible mind reader and will instantly want to know you even more.